All right, I call this meeting of the Department of Clubs and Organizations to order Friday, October 24th at 10:02 a.m. in the Rita Layden Senate Chambers. We will move into agenda item 2, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno sits on the traditional homelands of the Numu, Washoe, Nui, Nuwu peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for Indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn in their territory. We will now move into agenda item 3, roll call. I'll be taking roll today. Director Hess, present. Assistant Director O'Brien.
Present.
Assistant Director Gibson.
Present.
Commissioner Dropbach, absence excused. Commissioner Patel.
Present.
Commissioner Hofer Phillips.
Present.
Commissioner Nepa, absence excused. Commissioner Coleman.
Present.
Commissioner Paletti.
Present.
Commissioner Gomez, absence excused. And then Commissioner Fonis.
Present.
Quorum is present. We will now move into agenda item 4, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time?
My name is Ashley Barra. I am the former treasurer / current president of NAHJ. We recently had a change of power, and our vice president went and talked with Maddie Wilson about an event happening this upcoming Wednesday. She had approved it on his part, and she told us that we could put in a funding request that Monday night, and we would have it handled, and we weren't on the agenda for today.
This Monday. You submitted it this Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Our deadline for funding requests is Sunday at 11:59 to be seen at the next funding hearing.
Yes, we did not have a event form due to current power shifts, and our Vice President James Perez went and spoke with her.
I can't speak for Maddie Wilson, sorry.
Maddie Wilson, for the record. Can you clarify what, I recall meeting with James Perez, but the deadline is always Sunday for funding hearings, but I did tell him I could make an exception for his event by submitting it on Monday, because it wasn't within timeline for the event.
Right.
But the timeline for funding is always Sunday. I have no impact over that, but I do have impact on the event itself. So I told him I can make an exception for the event, not for funding. I have no control over funding.
Okay, sorry, that was made unclear on his half. Thought that the event would also be able to cover the funding as well.
No, but I can approve the event. I don't have any control over funding.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Any other public comment?
Good morning. For the record, my name is Natalia Rasmussen. I work in the accounting office. I have a few purchasing reminders before we begin. First off, only clubs that have completed the ASUN renewal firm registration process can receive club funding. Please ensure this process is complete before submitting a P-card request. If your funding request is approved, then ensure that your ASUN club account has the necessary funds before submitting any travel, Amazon, or credit card requests. After meeting all funding requirements and receiving approval, please submit your purchasing card or Amazon request form on TacLife. This is located under your organization's page in the forms section. Please allow 48 business hours for the accounting office and the CSC to update your purchasing card information after submitting the request. Approved funds are available for use for 30 days from the date of this approval. Please ensure that you submit your complete request at least 30 days before travel, allowing our business office sufficient time to approve. You must get full approval before making any travel purchases, such as airfare or conference registrations. When using the university purchasing card, please submit your itemized receipt within 24 hours of checking out the P-card. Ensure that your receipt does not include tax, as donation and tips are capped at 20% as well. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact the accounting office. Thank you.
Any other public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll now move into agenda item 5, policies, procedures, and administrative actions. The commission will hear the following club support funding requests. We'll first move into the pre-health advisory council. Are you guys here? Okay. Society of Black Engineers, are you guys here?
Yes.
All right, perfect. And then when you're ready, can you state your names and positions for the record?
Yeah, my name is Jalen Banks, and I'm currently the treasurer, and I have my proxy on the phone.
Okay, perfect. Whenever they're ready, they can introduce themselves. All right, perfect. And then are either of you guys ASUN elected or appointed officials? And then tell us about your request today.
It's for our memberships, so it can be recognized nationally.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Paletti?
I move to approve National Society of Black Engineers Operations application in the amount of $225.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Patel. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are set on that one. Perfect. We'll now move into UNR Improv. Are you guys here?
So the proxy isn't here yet. It's just me to try.
Okay, we'll come back to you guys. Just let me know when that proxy gets here. We'll now move into Wolfpack Miracle Network. Are you guys here?
Yes.
Please state your names and positions for the record.
Kate Bakey, President of Wolfpack Miracle.
Front of my floor panel, and I'm president.
Okay, perfect. And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials? And then tell us about your request today.
So we are filming a promotional video for our event on November 14th. We already have the funding for the event itself approved, so this is just a promotional video. We're paying the videographer, and we're filming off campus, which is why we cannot do it at 3 o'clock.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Hofer Phillips? Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Paletti. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. You guys are all set on that one. Good luck with your video.
Thank you.
We'll now move into the UNR Equestrian Team. Are you guys here?
Right here.
Okay, perfect. And then when you're ready, state your names and positions for the record.
My name is Lindsay Heath. I'm the president. Radisson Lee, I'm the vice president.
Okay, perfect. And then are either of you guys ASU elected or appointed officials?
No.
And then tell us about your request today.
We are requesting to travel to our first Western World Shows.
Okay, perfect. I noticed that the tier you put for this one was, And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Patel.
So it looks like it is a travel application, correct? Wait, where are you guys?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I see you. So I moved to relegate UNR Reno Equestrians on-campus application to a travel application by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries. We just moved it to the travel tier so you can get more funding for that.
Yeah, I think I originally submitted it in the travel tier, but it got mixed up along the way.
Okay, yeah, no worries.
Yeah, no, you're all good. That was a mistake on our own, but everything looks good, so... Okay, so I'm just going to go ahead and approve it. So I moved to approve UNR Equestrian Team's travel application in the amount of $2,250.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Fonis. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that one. Thank you. All right, we'll now move into Alpha Phi Gamma. Are you guys here? All right, perfect. And then when you're ready, just state your names and positions for the record. Okay, perfect. And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials? And then I noticed you have three requests if you want to tell us about them today.
Yeah, so the first one is for supplies to host a bake sale. The second one is for supplies to host a tabling event to speak about our philanthropy. And then the third one is for one of our members to travel to another chapter at SDSU to fulfill travel requirements.
All right, perfect. And then who reviewed these requests?
I did.
Commissioner Paletti, whenever you're ready. Is that on-campus community service travel?
It's operations.
Oh.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
I remember submitting a request on it, but it's just not on the agenda.
Oh, maybe it was last. Maybe it was on out last week.
For Alpha Phi Gamma?
Yeah.
There are three applications on here.
There's not an... How much is it going to be approved for?
$119.99. The other two... One is $56.
Is there an on-campus one for like a bake sale that you see on there?
The Canva Pro was submitted on Monday.
Oh, so that one's for next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you still have three. You have a travel, community service, and on-campus. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Capriana, do you see the on-campus one?
Yeah.
Okay. You can go do the community service and travel, and then we can come back for the on-campus.
Okay. So for the travel application, I would do our quite damage
travel application in the amount of $57.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Fawnez. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. And then that community service one when you're ready.
Okay, and then the community service, it also goes. I move to approve the off-site again this community service application in the amount of $56.67.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Patel. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. And then we'll come back to you on that on-campus one. We'll give you a minute.
This one was approved.
Yep. We're going to come back for that on-campus one. She's just going to look over it really quick. We're going to move into UNR Chess Club. Are you guys here?
Yes, we're here.
Okay, perfect. When you guys are ready, state your names and positions for the record.
I'm Oz. I'm president.
I'm Derek. I'm the proxy for the treasurer.
All right, perfect. And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials?
No.
And then tell us about your quest today.
We're hosting a tournament against UNLV, and we wanted to get some food. It's like one of our major events of the year.
So. Right, perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Fawnez?
So everything looked good. I emailed Keaton about it, but I just, since it's food for an on-campus event, I'm just moving it to on-campus, so it'll be half-funded.
Okay.
So I moved to relegate Chess Club's operations application to an on-campus application by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I move to approve Chess Club's on-campus application in the amount of $102.50.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hofer Phillips. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that one.
Yeah.
All right, we'll now move into the UNR Math Club. Are you guys here?
Yes.
All right, perfect. State your names and positions for the record.
I'm Apollo. I'm the treasurer.
Perfect. And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials? And then tell us about your request today.
We're requesting funding to cover half the cost for our next meeting.
Perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
What is it?
You and our math club?
Oh, I did.
Okay. Commissioner Paletti, whenever you're ready.
Okay. I move to approve you and our math club's on-campus application in the amount of $22.59.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hofer Phillips. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that one.
Thank you.
All right.
Sorry.
We'll now move into Nevada Circle K. Are you guys here?
Hi.
Okay, perfect. Please state your names and positions for the record.
My name is Tegan Greer. I am the Spirit and Social Chair. I have...
I do apologize, this is my first meeting here.
No worries.
Okay, I'm going to put you on speaker so that you can say your name and position, okay? All right, you're online.
Okay, perfect. And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials?
Nope.
And then tell us about your request today.
Our requests are for our murder mystery night as well as funding for travel.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I
Commissioner Hofer Phillips?
I didn't see any travel requests on there. When did you submit that?
I'll have Ramil tell you.
Oh, this one's an operations request.
Yeah.
The one that's on the agenda is an operations request?
Yep, you're still on speaker.
Is it on campus?
Could you repeat your question?
No.
Oh, it's an on-campus, yeah.
It's an operations request, an on-campus.
On-campus request on here, the travel request is in it, so maybe, do you know what date you submitted that?
Remember what date you
submitted for travel last
request?
Week.
Okay.
The travel request was already approved at like an earlier date, so the funding was already approved. You're able to access those funds for 45 days after they've been approved. So we already saw and approved that travel application. The one we have on our agenda for this week is an operations application.
Then we'll just go to the office so that you have. Were you able to move the event date just because we have to allow 48 hours for you to access the keynote?
Ramel, can I get your input on this real quick? Could you repeat your question one more time?
Were you guys able to move the event date for that?
You said we were able to move the event date for that. What did you put in your submission for Murmur Street?
I guess you can approve this, and if the P card comes in, they can use it. If not,
then just,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Then I'll just approve it, and then if you're able to get approved by then, and you'll be able to use it. If not, then I'll go back to your account.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear that, Ramon?
What did you
say? All right. So could you repeat that one more time?
Give me the
strength. I was saying that I'll just approve it for you guys. If the funds, if you don't get approved by then, they will access the card. Then you just won't be able to use those funds for that event. But you can also make another application here for anything later and still have that.
Okay.
And this is for the
murder
mystery event?
Yes.
Okay, alrighty. Were there any questions we wanted to ask about
that? That's
why
they can approve it on campus.
The travel request.
Yeah, it was approved at an earlier funding hearing, and like I kind of expressed, you have 45 days after the approved date to use that funding. So whatever time you were agendized for and that funding got approved, you have 45 days after to use that funding.
Okay.
And then when you're ready, Marcus.
So I move to approve Circle K International on-campus application amount of $29.37.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Patel. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, guys are all set on that one. Sorry for the confusion.
That's all right. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Are you ready for Alpha Phi Gamma again?
Not yet.
The on campus? Okay.
Okay, so one of those was listed as a sale price, so I'm just going to go ahead and change that. So I'm going to change food line item 4 to a unit price of $7.38. By unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then everything else is good, so I move to approve Alpha Phi Gamma's on-campus application in the amount of $29.40.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Patel. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, guys, you're all set on that one as well.
Can you repeat the price?
The price that we changed it to was
$7.38. Oh, the total price. Yes. We'll now move into Sigma Alpha Epsilon Pi. Are you guys here?
Yes, we're here.
And then when you're ready, state your names and positions for the record.
Hello, my name is Sienna Chuga. I am the treasurer.
Hello, my name is Elizabeth Martin. I am the proxy for the president, and I'm a new member educator.
Okay, perfect. And then are either of you guys ASU elected or appointed officials?
No.
And then tell us, you have two requests today. We'll start with that community service one, and then you can tell us about the operations.
And it's just that one, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then who viewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Fonis?
Okay, yeah. So I just see the one community service.
Yeah, you're good.
So I move to approve Sigma Alpha Epsilon Pi's community service application in the amount of $160.80.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Patel. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? abstentions. Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that one. Good luck with your event. We'll now move into the Tao Hao Project Club. Are you guys here? Hopefully I said that right.
Yeah, I'm calling the president right now. I'm Alan Bruin, treasurer. Corbin Keeney is on the phone.
Yeah. When he's ready, he can introduce himself. Okay, perfect. And then are either of you guys ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
And then tell us about your request today.
We are requesting money for video games to play during events and like stickers and other prizes for our raffles.
All right, perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Coleman?
Everything looked good, so I move to approve the Tao Hao's Project Club's operations application in the amount of $337.79.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Patel. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. Okay, you guys are all set on that one.
All right, thank you.
We'll now move into UNR Improv. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
Hi, I'm Rhea. I'm the treasurer of the
All right, perfect. And then are either of you guys ASUN elected or appointed officials?
Yeah.
And then tell us about your request today.
So we're requesting funding for our show tonight.
Your show is taking place tonight.
Yes.
What are you using the funding for? Are you like paying the
for JCSU personnel?
Me and Maddie were talking about it, and there was like stuff with like submitting IPOs, and like she said it was okay day of to get the funding because
okay.
It would be sent to the Joe.
Okay, perfect.
Did you guys have to just submit the forms? I think.
Yeah. So I was gonna on the IPO request, I was going through it, and it said on the bottom. Date of funding approved, so I had not put in the IPO request. I'm going to do it as soon as.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Thank you for explaining. I appreciate that. And then who reviewed this request?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did. Okay. So, on our agenda, it says you guys were in the negatives for your balance, and then you made a deposit. So I think you only have a few cents in the account. But since it's an on-campus application, you just have to deposit half of what's approved. So. I move to add a stipulation that UNR Improv deposits sufficient funds into their club account before accessing ASUN funds by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I move to approve UNR Improv's on-campus application in the amount of $90.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Paletti. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that, and thank you for covering that balance.
Yep.
All right, we'll now move into MedLife Nevada. Are you guys here?
Yeah.
And then when you're ready, names and positions for the record.
Jerwin Morales, treasurer, and I have my cross on the phone.
Okay, perfect. And then are either of you guys ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
And then tell us about your request today.
We're requesting funding for supplies for our Glow in the Dark 5K.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Patel.
So there were a couple items I had to change, like as far as pricing. So for next time, make sure you're putting like the actual price, not the discounted, just in case it like goes back to the original price, then you'll have that funding. So I went ahead and changed some items. So I moved to change non-food line item 1, glow-in-the-dark acrylic paint, to a unit price of $9.20 by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
I moved to change non-food line item 5, glow stick bracelets, to a unit price of $39.99 by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
I moved to change non-food line item 10, UV floodlights, to a unit price of $39.99 by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
I moved to change food line item 2, Gatorade fruit punch, to a unit price of $11.98 by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
I moved to change food line item 3, Gatorade lemon lime, to a unit price of $11.98 by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then it looks like you guys do need to add some money into your club account, so make sure you guys do that just to match the half of what we're going to approve. So I move to add a stipulation that MedLife needs to submit $214.74 into their club account before accessing ASUN funds by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion?
And then everything else looks good, so
seeing
I move
motion
to
carries.
Approve MedLife's on-campus application in the amount of $225.51.
Is there a second? Second by Commissioner Hofer Phillips. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. Great, you guys are all set on that one, and good luck on your race.
Thank you.
Yeah. We'll now move into Nevada Men's Soccer. Are you guys here?
Good. Yeah.
Okay, when you're ready, just state your names and positions for the record. All right, and then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials?
No.
And then tell us about your request today.
We're looking to use some of our operations team funding to pay for the invoices for our games.
All right. Perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did. So everything looks good on that. So I move to approve Nevada Men's Soccer operations application in the amount of $510.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Paletti. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that one.
All right, thank you.
And then just to check one more time, Pre-Health Advisory Council is not here. Perf. You can cross them off. This is their second time. Yeah. All right. We'll now move into agenda item 6, report of the director. I don't really have a report this week. I'm going to start moving toward planning spring club fair. And then as soon as you guys can, once you have your availability for your spring semester and what your classes look like, please send it to me ASAP so I can try to coordinate a time that works for everybody for funding hearings next semester. And then as always, if you have any questions, you can email me or text me. All right, and now I'll move into agenda item 7, report of the assistant directors. Assistant Director Gibson, do you have a report?
Yeah, so for, obviously we didn't do the HowlFest, so on the syllabus it says like, you know, go over HowlFest, just go through the Canvas modules. I assign them and kind of help them out. And they're due November 13th. So you guys have plenty of time to like help your intern do it. But that's just something to help you guys, you know, have time to do because obviously HowlFest didn't happen. That's it.
All right, perfect. Any questions? Okay, Slay. Assistant Director O'Brien.
Can you stay for 1 minute after everyone?
Yeah, I also have something to say afterward too. And then no questions. We'll now move to agenda item 8, report of the commissioners. Anyone have a report this week? All right, perfect.
I'm working on a committee for service and outreach. So if any club wants to join, it's going to be Monday on the 3rd at 5 p.m. And it's going to be a meeting once a month. So if any club wants to come along to be a part of the meeting, and they're not just their club representative.
Sounds good. Anyone else? All right, perfect. We'll now move into agenda item 9, adoption of minutes. There are no minutes to be approved at this time. We'll now move into agenda item 10, remarks. Are there any remarks at this time? We'll now move into agenda item 11, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Perfect. We'll now move into agenda item 12, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 10:30 a.m. Thank you, guys.